Cyrus.
This is him.
Hey, it's Tom at the Vikings.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, I've got you on speakerphone here with a bunch of the Twin Cities reporters, and I'll let you make a little comment, and then we'll open up to questions, all right?
Okay, great. I just first off want to, you know, start off by saying, you know, I want to thank God and, you know, my family and everyone who's been out here, you know, to support me, and I'm just excited to be a Minnesota Viking, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to help the team win and go win a Super Bowl.
Tyrus, I noticed that you're married with two kids already. What does this kind of opportunity mean to you?
It means the world to me. You know, it gives me a chance to provide for my family and play the sport that I love so much. It's just, you know, two birds, one stone. It's a great opportunity, and I'm really grateful for it.
You tweeted out it took a little longer than you thought. What was it like just kind of sitting around and slipping a little further than you thought you would?
It sucked. It sucks a lot. I expected to go a little bit higher than that, but at the same time, I'm grateful to be able to play in the NFL because, you know, everyone didn't get that opportunity. So I'm just really excited to be a Viking.
Have you been able to talk to Phil Loadholt at all?
No, I haven't yet. I've talked to him in the past when he came up to OU. Phil's a great guy, and I know he'll help me out a lot too. He even, you know, used to give us tips when he used to come to the spring games back when I was playing at OU. And now I get to learn side by side with them.
Now, how different is it being a college student going home with two kids when your buddies are going downtown?
It's a little different. What people have said in the past, I lived the old man lifestyle, you know, beforehand anyway. So I wasn't always out partying and stuff anyway. But it definitely kept my head really leveled and, you know, kept me out of a lot of trouble because, I mean, I didn't have the opportunity to go out and get in trouble and, you know, do dumb stuff with people. It just gives me a sense of responsibility.
Changing diapers levels you out.
You can say that. It makes you really grateful for getting to play football and not having to be there when my wife can change diapers and I can go practice.
How long have you been married?
I got married my red shirt sophomore year. Actually, it's this month, on the 25th, will be our third anniversary.
That's quite the anniversary present.
I'm sorry, what?
I said that's quite the anniversary present, being drafted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, how long did you live in Germany?
I moved before I was two, so I really don't remember. I know my wife lived there for a little bit. I was born there, you know, my dad was in the military, Army paratrooper, and he was out there helping them tear down the walls and stuff, you know, and that was a big thing, but I don't recall it. I moved before I was two. I just see pictures and stuff.
You and your wife both are from military families?
Correct, yeah. Yes, sir. Her mom was a sniper.
Come again?
Wow.
Wow.
Are you
that kept you in line, I'm guessing.
I'm sorry, do what?
That kept you in line? One of the mother-in-law's a sniper?
she tells me I should be scared. I don't know yet. I got to see her skills in person for myself.
I don't think you want to.
was your mother-in-law stationed abroad, or what did she do?
She was in Germany too as well. She's been in other places. I don't really, you know, ask her too much about that stuff. You know, and the same thing with my dad. I don't really ask him too much. But I do know that she was a sniper in the Army. I know she was in Germany, so she had to be down there, you know, when they were tearing down the walls too, because me and my wife are about the same age. I don't know. I'd have to ask her, to be honest, to ask her some more information.
There was a lot of questions about your work ethic and just toughness. What were you able to tell teams, or what were you telling teams at the combine when they were asking you about that?
I just told them the truth of the situation. I hated hearing that, you know, my work ethic is being questioned, because that's, anyone that knows me knows that's the last thing to sound like me. I've played, you know, through a little bit of an injury this season, and so it was slowing me down. I know it looked a little more sluggish than it should have. But, I mean, the honest truth was I was just a little banged up. And so, I mean, I just told him the truth. Never really talked about it. We didn't really let that information out while I was playing, though, because we didn't want to have other teams knowing what was going on, trying to take advantage of the situation.
What was the injury?
I had two on my list, Frank, at the end of the season pass.
And you were playing through that?
Yes.
You had surgery before 2014?
Yes. Right before 2014. No, it's at the end of... whatever the season was before this last one.
Okay. Are you all competitive with Darrell Williams? Were you, like, you know, annoyed that he got drafted before you, or...?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I was happy for him. Now, that's still my brother, but we always compete in everything. And so I was, I'm not going to lie, I was a little teed off, you know, that we had so much separation in there. But I was really excited for him and happy for him.
Speaking of another former Oklahoma guy, do you know Adrian Peterson? Have you met him, and what do you know about him?
I met him my freshman year. Adrian was a really cool guy. I met him my freshman year. He came up there to one of the spring games, too, as well. Really cool guy, but I don't know him on a personal level, though, but I will get to you soon, hopefully.
How about just blocking for him now?
That'll be really exciting. That's the best running back in the league, and no one gets better than that. And so to have an opportunity to block for someone like that is great. It's crazy. I never thought I would in my lifetime, but here I am.
Did the Vikings talk to you at all about what they hope your role on the team will be?
I'm just going to be prepared to play anywhere on the line. We haven't got that deep in the conversation yet, but I just know I got to be prepared to play anywhere on the line. So just be ready to play, you know, all four positions outside of center.
Did you play much guard at all, or were you strictly just tackle?
I just played tackle at OU, but I can play guard, man. I can do it. I know I can.
Have you been able to watch much of the Minnesota offense? Do you know anything about it?
I've watched a little bit of it, just through tape. Like when Coach Hank came out here to work inside and watch film with us and stuff. And so we watched a little bit of tape of him doing stuff, you know, just so he can learn, figure out if we can learn the plays and, like, you know, understand everything. So I've seen a little bit of him. I've watched Bill before, too, you know, just to see how he does things.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Tyrus.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tyrus Thompson.
Is this you, Chris?
Yeah.